USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The State Department says that the evacuation of the U.S. Embassy in Kabul is complete. In a statement Sunday, spokesperson Ned Price said that all embassy personnel have been relocated to Hamid Karzai International Airport, which is being protected by U.S. military forces. The evacuation began Sunday morning as Taliban fighters entered the city, seizing Afghan government buildings and causing Afghan President Ashraf Ghani to leave the country. U.S. forces have also taken over air traffic control duties at the airport. And the Texas Supreme Court has upheld Governor Greg Abbott's ban on local mask mandates. The Sunday ruling blocks a lower court's ruling that would have allowed localities to override the governor's order. At least two local entities have already said they intend on defying the ruling. Two Dallas area school districts say they will still require masks when students return to class, and the Bexar County Health Authority says it will keep its mandate for public schools in place. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
T-Mobile is investigating claims of a massive breach of its customers' data. Jeremy Scott reports.
Vice First reporting claims of a data breach involving T-Mobile customers. The company says they're investigating a claim on an online forum which says the personal data of over 100 million users has been breached. T-Mobile saying we are aware of claims made in an underground forum and have been actively investigating their validity. The hacker telling Vice that the data came from T-Mobile's servers, including social security numbers, phone numbers, names, physical addresses, and driver's license information. The hacker is reportedly holding some of the data for ransom. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has called for new elections as he hopes to gain a majority of seats in Parliament. His Liberal Party has had to work with opposition parties to pass legislation as they barely missed a majority in elections 2 years ago. The vote, which will take place September 20th, is expected to be centered around the Trudeau government's response to the COVID pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
More on our top story now as the Taliban has continued to push Afghan forces back as they advance into Kabul, entering the presidential palace and sending Afghan President Ashraf Ghani fleeing from the country. Congressman Andy Biggs says that he expects to find that the administration underestimated the Taliban's capabilities. The Arizona Republican tells Fox News that the disorganized withdrawal could also have demoralized Afghan security forces.
I think we're going to find out as we do after-action reviews, but some of the things that I would say that went wrong is an overestimation of the will of the Afghan fighting force, a failure on the part of this administration to understand the reality of what Taliban might do, and the actual, we'll see whether there was some Chinese influence in there, and I know that's odd to say, but China's already said they're going to recognize the Taliban.
Yep.
Did that weaken the will of the Afghan fighters? The way we left Zagreb, for instance, did that weaken the will of the Afghan fighters? Did they say, well, there was no communication there, it was in the middle of the night evacuation, and did that actually impede or dampen the will of Afghan fighters against the Taliban? Because they felt like the U.S. was going to leave them without direction, without support, and without guidance at all.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.